Thank you for the presence.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're so real, so kind. And thank you, Lord, for even allowing us to wake up this morning in our right mind. God, able to move our hands, feet, able to walk and talk and see and hear. We ask for forgiveness for every sin, sin of omission, things that we haven't done that we've omitted, and things of commission, the things that we haven't done. Forgive us for all of us and help us, Lord, to forgive those who trespass against us in the name of Jesus. And bless this blood line, I'm sorry, this prayer line, in the name of Jesus, and bountifully bless and help us. Oh, God, people come for miracles. You are the miracle worker. I ask that you don't let them leave the same way they came. In the name of Jesus, bless everybody. I pray for revelations, divine revelations, and I pray for divine miracles. People going through this day and time like never before. And many need miracles like they've never seen in 2015. I'm asking you not to pass them by, Lord, but to stop by their house, bless them, help them, see them through every star. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now let us have a great time on this prayer line this morning. Thank you for people for coming from all over the world. And for what you're going to do, we thank you. And for what you're doing now, we thank you. And even for what you've already done, we thank you and praise you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask all of these things. And I ask it for the glory of God. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Yeah. Praise your holy name. You are in the room. I feel your presence. Thank you, in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you who are coming by blog line and by the prayer line and from all over America as well as all over the world. We do thank you. I'm asking you, Ambassador Hagen, give us our station identification. We'll move forward then. Thank you in advance for your time. And with me, Shonda. God bless you.
Well, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. God bless you, Chief Ambassador. We just thank God for you. We do send out shouts of blessings this morning. We do honor, amen, our Chief International Ambassador. Amen. Hallelujah. Chief Ambassador Johnson, give God praise for him. We thank God, amen, hallelujah, for our Ambassador, First Lady Ambassador, Ambassador Lady Betty, are on this line. We thank God for her. We do honor the Lord, amen, for our mother, Adley Johnson, mother to the nation, ambassador in our own right, to all of the bishops, all of the ambassadors, all of the ambassadors-elect, to all of the broadcasters, all of the leaders, and to everyone who's listening from all around the world. We do greet each and every one of you in the name of the Lord. And special honor, amen, to our leaders, to our leader this morning. We give God the praise. Yes, this is Ambassador Hagen, and we're broadcasting live right here with excitement from the Blog Talk Radio. As you know, the Blog Talk Radio, it is the world's largest and most influential radio in the entire world. We reach a world network today, and you can reach us. We can be reached simply by calling into the live studio. That number is 347-934-0207, and we are being heard. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? We are literally being heard in countries this morning, such as Argentina, Georgia, Portugal, Australia, Germany, Romania, I'm just excited this morning, Belgium, Indonesia, Brazil, Ireland, Israel, Canada, Japan, Italy, Spain, Kenya, oh my God, China, Denmark, Finland, France, Nigeria, Pakistan, Panama, Poland, Turkey, the United Kingdom, Vietnam, Spain, you name it, and the list goes on and on. And we give God the praise for what he's doing. And we certainly do thank God, amen, for our Chief International Ambassador, who is doing an excellent job each morning and each night. We give God the praise for the gift of excellency within this great man of God. And Chief, continue to do what you do. And may God forever bless you, sir. God for you.
I'm trying my best. And thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. Please give Bishop Hagen our regards. The Lord bless you and keep you. I'm excited this morning. My Mother Johnson is feeling much better. I'm here at the hospital with her, and got here about 5 o'clock, and she's feeling much better. I want to thank you. Someone called me last night. I'm trying to remember who it was and gave me a word. It's so true. If you're on the line and you called me last night, gave me that word, identify yourself, if you will. I want to just tell you, it is so true. It's brought encouragement to my mother, and I appreciate you so very much. God bless all of you on the prayer line this morning, all over in Africa and India, all over. I just want to just challenge you. We are giving God 1,000 praises individually on the blog line and even during the day. Man, I want to challenge you. Will you be the one to lead your city? Will you be the one to lead your church into thanking God 1,000 times? Ambassador Stith, one of our recent ambassadors who just became ambassador. Are you there, Ambassador Stith, this morning? If so, let me know if you're there. We'll call on a little later then. But I just want to give you a testimony. People are just thanking God all over the world 1,000 times a day. And then, not only that, but collectively we have on the blog line with people coming from so many nations, we're giving God at least 2 billion praises a night. And my testimony is, Lord, whatever my desire is, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't be like those who started out with enthusiasm and then it wanes, and you started out thinking 1,000 times, but you stop. No, be motivated to go through the storm and make him first, more important than anybody. And I'm telling you that in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Don't start out and then faint. Amen. It will bless you if you don't. So we know we shouldn't be weary in well doing for due season. You shall faint. You shall reap if you faint not. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. I was kind of looking at Mother. But I want you to get the blessing. And it comes because you don't faint. I often say, I wonder why God chose me to lead this prayer line and the blog line. One of the reasons I'm leading is because I'm not a fainter. I don't believe in fainting. I mean, when I start out something good, that we ought to continue it. And that's the spirit of Christ. And he went to Calvary. Well, he was sent for a mission. And he didn't believe in fainting. He didn't believe in not accomplishing his mission. And nobody could turn him around. Nobody. He promised his father that he would do it. And he went to the garden, prayed to see if he was still on course and still chosen for that mission. God said, yes. If it be thy will, get this cup to pass. God said, no. Take the cup. You started out the mission and continue the mission until you complete it. And when you complete it, the blessing will come. Yeah. And when he completed the mission, hung, bled, and died on Calvary, God gave him a name above all names and said, now every knee shall bow to your name and every tongue shall confess it, your Lord. In heaven, they're going to confess it. On earth, they're going to confess it. And beneath the earth, that means demons, are going to confess that you're Lord. You completed the mission, hung, bled, and died. And now even demons shall confess that you are Lord. Yeah, they were starting stuff up here in heaven, but you went and completed the mission. And now, every knee shall bow. God bless all of y'all. I just want to encourage you, if you will, grab hold of these words that I'm saying to you this morning. And don't be weary in well-doing. You're going to reap if you complete the mission. Yeah, you're going to be blessed, bountifully blessed, if you say that. God bless you. Want to get some praise reports? This is our format on this prayer line. We have praise reports. Sometimes we have the wisdom seminar, and then we have prayer requests. But I'm going to ask you in the name of Jesus that you will, even as I'm talking right now, be thinking of what the Lord has done for you and be ready to tell it in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, let's speak to the Lord, everybody. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning,
Lord. Good
morning,
Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. If you got a voice, open up your mouth and give him praise right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Be the last one. Be the first one. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We bless your name. We give you praise. We give you adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
We love you, Lord.
We love you, Lord. We praise you. We appreciate everything that you've done for us. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
Magnified.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, Lord. And thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you.
All glory belongs. Yes.
All glory belongs.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Who is your holy name?
Thank you.
I praise the Lord, everybody, everywhere. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord for you. And it just sounds so wonderful to hear you praising God early in the morning. Oh, my God. We enter into those gates with thanksgiving. And to the court with praise. Thank God for what he's doing. And as I said, I was here with Mother Johnson. She's doing much better this morning. Your prayers are working. Amen. Keep on praying that she be strengthened. Amen. She is doing much better. She's sitting up in her chair. And the nurse told me she got up and almost went to the restroom almost by herself, she said. She helped a little bit, but not much. And that's a praise report right there. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, anybody else? If you, I brought her some tea yesterday and fixed her some more this morning. Amen. She may be in the hot, but she's enjoying herself. Amen. All right. Do you have a praise report?
Good morning, Saints. Good morning all over
morning.
Radio land. This is the elect Dr. Mary Lacey. I thank God this morning. I got on the prayer line just in time to be encouraged by National Ambassador Johnson about don't stop, keep moving. I thank God for what he has done for me, and I've been praying for each of you. I've been praying for Mother Johnson, and I've been able to be on the prayer line so much in the last few days, but I want you to know that I'm not going anywhere. It's just a matter of so many things. And we just want to thank God this morning for being alive. That's the most important thing, for being alive, being here.
Mm-hmm.
We can breathe, being here where we can walk, being here where we may not have all the activities. But one thing we do have is Jesus, and he is everything we need. Mother Johnson, I'm praying for you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, I'm praying for all of you. When I'm not on the prayer line, I'm praying. Sometimes I'll be on the prayer line and not saying anything, but I just be listening to all of you. God bless you this morning. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Lacey.
Dr. Lacey, you know how to do that. Why don't you get the praise reports this morning?
Good morning to each of you. It's time for our praise reports. I'm sure we have a lot to be thankful for. If we look in Boston, if we look in Tennessee, if we look in all of the areas where the ice and stuff has overtaken the people's things, and but God has still got his hands on them. You know what I mean? Some of them don't have no heat. Talk to Memphis, Tennessee, and everything was shut down. But yet God is making a way. Why don't you give your praise report this morning? If it ain't nothing but just say, "Our Lord, I thank you for letting me live."
Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. And I would just like to say good morning to everyone. And I just thank the Lord for yet being in the land of the living. I thank the Lord because yesterday I went to the doctor. And I got my test results back from several weeks ago, and everything was okay. And I praise God because God, you know, he doesn't have to give me breath and life, but because he's so merciful, I'm just so grateful to God for what he's doing in my life. And on this morning, I have to take a friend in for a test, and I'm just, her name is Tanya, and I probably will have to get off the line early, but I would like to request prayer for Tanya. She has to have a medical test on today, and we're praying that everything will go well. God bless you.
Well, thank you, Lord. Wasn't that a wonderful testimony?
Oh, by the way, this is Bernita, area code 616.
Bernita, thank God for a miracle this morning. All right, is there anyone else that has a praise report this morning?
Amen. This is Evangelist Sharon Darden from area code 616. Good morning to all the saints of the Most High God. God bless you all. And I'd like to thank the Lord for saving my 34-year-old daughter.
Amen.
And she's filled with the Holy Ghost, and I just praise God for her, my only daughter. And I have one daughter and one son, and he's still cleaning up my son. And I just thank him for that this morning. I've been holding it on the prayer line, but this morning I decided to let you all know that I'm rejoicing and to rejoice with me and with the angels in heaven that my daughter is walking with the Lord. And I just ask you to continue to pray for me. God bless you all.
Ain't that a beautiful praise report, a son that cleaned it up? Ain't that a miracle? Ain't that a miracle? Because most of the kids sometimes forget that that's mom, forgets that that's grandma. But we have to realize that when you lose that mom, you done lost the best friend. Is there someone else that has a praise report this morning? Anyone else? I know that each of us on this prayer line this morning, we got a whole lot to say. I tell you, I looked in the news and saw Kentucky. I thought about Ambassador Pfeiffer, and I looked at Tennessee, and I thought about Mother down there, and I thought about everybody all over, how bad it is. But God don't talk. He just work. He let you know when he's moving, because he's moving by his power. He don't get no strap and whoop you, but when he gets through whooping you, I tell you that whipping is worse than anything anybody could give you. So we got to praise the Lord this morning for everything that he has done for us. He's done a whole lot. If your heat is on this morning, your lights is on, you got some bread on your table, you better get up and shout for joy, because a lot of people don't have that this morning. They are in the cold and they don't know what to do. But God is still on the throne. Come on and let's give God some more praise. How many more you want, Ambassador?
We've been here for a night, but joy do come up in the morning. Like, God bless you all. This is Sister Sheila, 860. It's so good to hear your voice. Praise God. Thank God for you. I truly thank God for everyone on this prayer line this morning. I thank God for Dr. Johnson, Ambassador Johnson, Mother Johnson, I thank God for you, and you. God is doing great things, and I'm just giving God all the praise. And just to hear what she said about, you know, if we got a roof over our head and heat, we need to give God the praise. So hey. I'm shouting out, hallelujah. Thank hey. God. Thank you, God. Thank hey. You, God, for the mighty work that you is doing. Thank you, God. Because
thank
it
you,
could
God.
Have been another way.
Hallelujah.
You choose this way. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
About four more, and Master.
Praise.
Next.
Go ahead.
God, I think I heard the National Ambassador. I'm in a more prayer. I'm in a more prayer.
About
God bless you,
more.
Pastor Lacey. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. God bless you. Praise God. Ambassador Pfeiffer here. And just wanted to say good morning. God bless you for taking over and doing the prayer report. God bless our Chief Ambassador and Ambassador Betty, Mother Johnson, and everyone on the prayer line, First Fruit family. Praise God for this family. Praise God. There's nothing like this First Fruit family. I thank God on last night on the youth prayer line, the Lord just put a torch under our souls and spirits last night and just lit the youth prayer line on fire. It could have just been me thinking that, but I just thank God because I just feel like when God light one, everybody get lit up on the youth prayer line. Ambassador Gina gave a testimony, a praise report last night about our son, Bud, and oh my God. I tell you, it was just what the prayer line, glory, glory, glory to God, huh? My God, just what the prayer line needed. They needed that boost. It was like a dose of B12, my God. It was like running through the park, hallelujah, jumping over the benches. God boosted and encouraged the prayer line, encouraged the youth on last night through that praise report. It just had us lit up, and I just thank God for his word. Thank God for working it out. We read some time ago, Dr. Johnson had Ambassador Stern and myself read Psalms 103, and she read it, and then we read the last part, and it said, for all his benefits, and that was one of the benefits. That was a benefit from the blessings of God. That was just the residual God let flow through our lives. Hearing the report of some of our children that we have been praying for and praying for and praying for. God is doing a new thing. He's turning lives around. He's healing. And just one of the little girls that was in our revival, I told them on last night, she had some spots in her chest, and after she used her oil and told the doctor that she had used, the doctor said, oh, I don't see what I saw before. And come to find out, she told him, she said, yeah, but Dr. Pfeiffer told us to use this oil and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. So she's used her oil, and now the children in the school system want some of that oil because they see that it's working for her. And thank God for letting that child be bold enough to be a testimony for the Lord. God bless you, and God bless everyone on this prayer line.
Can we give God a line of praise right now? Everybody, let's give God some praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you, when I got up this morning, I felt so down and out. I felt like that I had, looked like to me I had lost my whole life or something. I don't know. And some said you dial in on the prayer line. And just as I dialed in, National Ambassador Johnson was talking about, you don't start nothing to stop. You got to keep on going. So we got to keep on praising God every second, every hour. We got to keep praying because the devil is trying to find some cracks to get right into your thing. And when he get in there, Ambassador Pfeiffer, he'll try to ruin it. He'll try to set you up. And he's tried to set me up all the week. But you know one thing? I got Jesus, and that's enough. When I woke up, someone said, you got to give God the praise. Your brother just come out of the hospital, and your son has been sick. But God is a good God. Hallelujah. Yes, somebody got more sickness this morning.
Thank
we got
you.
Death in the family. We got death in the community, death everywhere. But we didn't come here to stay. Amen. We didn't come here to stay. We know we got to go. So we got to prepare. God bless you this morning. And are we through, Dr. Johnson, or do you want a few more?
Yeah, let's get a few more.
A few more. Somebody got something to praise God for. The ice got you down there, came to your city. You better get up this morning and tell the Lord thank you that you got
it. Sister Jerry, this is Sister Jerry.
Hey.
I want to give God praise this morning. I had a son call me yesterday and said, Mama, fax me the account number of your bill. I know they do. I faxed them to him, and they paid. Thank God I'm just praising him this morning for that boy.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God, all the ambassadors on the prayer line, my pastor, Vinoy Johnson. I just truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. And all I just want to say is just thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The devil tried to make us get busy in this house this morning, but I told the devil, you are a lie. And me and my daughter just sat here and we quoted, I can do. They was talking on the prayer line last night. Saying that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I just thank the Lord for that. My sons, they were going to get haircuts last night, but when they came in, we quoted it too, me and my boys. But I thank the Lord because the devil is busy, and the devil is alive, and I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Well, I think you need to get up and run around that house this morning.
Thank you.
So God can release all of those pressures and things. You know, it ain't nothing but the enemy. We know that we are doing all we can as parents. Just get up and run.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Shake a leg this morning and let the devil know he can't win nothing in your house. Hallelujah. All day yesterday, I tell you, I was just from one place to the other one. This was going on. That was going on. People were calling. People were saying I'm outdoors. I couldn't take. I just tell you, I said, Lord, you know, I don't know what to do. And so when I woke up this morning, some said, you better get on that prayer line. You been a little slack. Just dial in. And when I dialed in, I got my message. Just run for him, Sister Lucille.
Yeah,
get up and give him a praise. I'm talking about if you can get around through your house. If not, just jump over anything you can jump over and give God some praise right now because he's willing to be praised. I just thank God this morning for life. I thank you for life. I was getting calls from my son, getting calls from Walter who passed away, his family, getting calls from Archie Center who passed away. And I said, Lord, the devil ain't going to get me today. The devil said, well, you can hardly breathe, so you going to get it too. Oh, no, devil, you a liar. You ain't got no part in this house. You get out of here. Get up. And we're going to tell him to leave that hospital wherever Mother Johnson is this morning. Devil, you leave there. Get out of there. Turn Dr. Johnson loose so he can get back to his daily activity. Mother Johnson can get back home where she can do what she got to do at home. Let's give God some more praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Good morning, good morning.
Get over nothing on this prayer line this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody ain't feeling good, but if you get up and give him some praise like I did,
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody has that alarm on, cut it off.
Thank you.
God will do it.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's praise over the love. Let the love, let the, you know, play the love, but
Thank you, Lord. Now, you've done that several times. I don't know how many times it will take you to discover that that comes on every morning. But I'm going to ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus if you would not put that on snooze, but cut it off because it may come back again. God bless you. I'm trying to be as kind as I can. But even Jesus put those devils out of the temple. When you do things that that symbolize that you're being used of the devil, I can't be as nice as I want to be. So don't do that, please. You've done that several times now and taken advantage while we're here at the hospital. But I'm going to be back in my office. If you do that again, I want to tell you in advance. I'm going to tell the people who you are. All right. I'm going to tell you in advance. I'm going to tell the people who you are doing that. Amen. I'm going to tell them who you are doing that on the prayer line. And there was a prophecy that came and said, don't let God chastise you. Amen. All right. God bless you. I'm still full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I just have to say things. As the leader of this prayer line, it's my obligation to say things, to set things in order. God bless you. I want y'all to hear this testimony here. Amen. Praise report.
Good morning. Oh, praise the Lord. This is Mother Gerson from Kansas City. Oh, I just praise God for to be here. I tell you, the Lord, I've been through the ring, but God is bringing me back. And I just thank God. I'm looking forward to seeing you pretty soon. I thank God. I tell you, I have a praise report. My God, I have an affirmation to pray for my grandson. He'll be coming on the 9th of March. And I praise God for all of you. Thank you, I want to thank you for your prayers. And God bless everyone. And I'm so glad today I feel better this morning and I've felt since I've been in the hospital.
Thank you, Jesus.
God knows I'm looking forward to it. I could get up on my walker this morning. I've been very weak, but the Lord has given me strength. And I thank God for it. I praise him. I magnify him. I wouldn't take nothing for him. I wouldn't trade him for nothing in the world. And I'm so glad. Praise the Lord. The Lord is
the Lord.
In the best business, so keep on praying that Mother Johnson will always live, that God can get the glory out of my life. But my son will be coming up on the 9th of March.
Yes.
God bless you. The 9th of March. God bless you.
She said her grandson will be coming home the 9th of March. I just want to tell y'all, I was thankful, and I am thankful to God. We came in here yesterday, the doctor came in. He said he thought she might be having congestion heart failure. And I was so happy that he said that because, you have to name these demons, whether they are affliction demons or sickness demons or whatever.
Yeah.
When you find out who they are, you can pray on target. So, I don't believe that. I prayed for her, and she feels better this morning because of your prayers, my prayers, all of my prayers. And let's pray on target. If he says that she might be having congestive heart failure, let's pray against it and call it out.
That's right.
Dr. Fife, are you there? Can you pray for Mother Johnson?
Yes. Father, we bless you right now. We ask, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for your servant, Lord Jesus. We ask, oh God, for your dear child. We ask, Lord God, hallelujah, for your ambassador, your mother of the nation. We ask on her behalf, Lord God, that you will supply the benefits, hallelujah, from the kingdom of heaven, that you will, oh God, open up the windows of heaven, pour out the blessings, and we come to the and we come to encourage, we come to rebuke the enemy of CPOD in Jesus' name. We pray, ha, glory, we rebuke the enemy, oh God, that comes to hold us and take people. We rebuke the enemy that comes to cause heart problem, heart trouble, and stress, anxiety, oh God. We rebuke it in Jesus. We apply the blood, hallelujah, to the mother of the nation. Close to God in your mighty the blood on her door, of the blood that won't on her womb, the blood, oh God, over her life in Jesus' name. And we ask now, oh God, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper in Jesus' name. And we will glorify you. We will glorify you. Because with Christ we can do all things in Jesus' name. And we say, rise up and walk. Rise up and live. Rise up. Your struggle is over. Your struggle is over in Jesus' name. And rebuke the sickness. Every touch of the enemy that the enemy brings, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We return it to the sender right now in your mighty name, God, because your blood has been applied. You said, I anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over, but surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell, hallelujah, on first fruit prayer line forevermore in Jesus' name. Glory to God, and we thank you.
Father, as I lay my hands on this great vessel in Jesus Christ, I lay my hands on her heart, chest. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke congestion, heart failure. Don't let it be named among her. In the name of Jesus, totally heal her body. Raise her up in the name of Jesus. I pray. Give her life and this cough that she has, that you can stop it. In the name of Jesus, you can stop coughs, God, and nothing, no problem. And I'm asking you to do so. Bless her, stop nothing, and heal that body completely. And thank you again and again in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
I bless you all. Anybody else wishing to pray for you? May.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
I don't like to pray for me. I just said a family, Sister Evans, the lost holy last uncle, Brother Archie Center passed, and we have death in our family this morning. Brother Walter Hennett passed away, and I want you to pray for Johnny Clemens. He just come out of the hospital, and pray for Mrs. Irving. Her daughter was operated on yesterday morning. So we just want to thank God that we're still here.
All right. And that was Mrs. Irving, her daughter, and who
daughter
else?
Was operated on yesterday morning at Vistu East. And Walter Hannah passed away. All of a sudden, he passed away in Waukegan, the brother-in-law, Smith. And Brother Archie Sitter, he passed away on yesterday, too.
Okay, and Walter, what was his last name?
Hannon. Hannon.
Hannon. Okay. All right.
Good morning, Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Regina, and I didn't get a chance to get my prayer, praise report in today.
All right. Let me pray for this this prayer request here, and then we'll see that praise report. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, the Marie family is there that the ambassador-elect, Dr. Mary Lacey, named them, Lord. And I'm asking you to fix that situation. Oh, God. Someone needs healing. She named every person she named. I'm asking you to send a miracle their way in Jesus' name. God, we know what you can do. We know that you're able to touch and heal and deliver. And God, we're calling your name, God. Would you just touch, heal, and deliver? Thank you. As I'm praying, Dr. Lacey, I want you to call those names out again. Oh, God, touch, heal. Oh, shatate, kishete. The anointing of the Holy Ghost go there and touch. The anointing of the Holy Ghost go there and heal that heart. The whole family, Lord, the whole family touch. Heal and deliver. Oh, God. God, show yourself handy. Show your handiworks in the name of Jesus. Name the other names. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Irving. Archer.
Thank you. God, you know all about it. Lift that heavy burden. Lighten the heavy load in the name of Jesus. See them through the storm. Oh, it seems dark, God. You're able. Fix that situation.
Yes, Lord.
Thanking you for it. Lift, Lord. Lift new one. Touch and heal. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. You
believe in you right now for it.
Yes.
Thank you for a good report. Somebody's saying that Jesus did it. Jesus did it.
Yes.
The Lord did it. Lord, we just praise you. We lift you up. Give you glory.
Thank you.
We miss any of those.
Thank you.
We believe in you the best. Thank God in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Oh, God bless you. All right, Master Hodges, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Johnson, Chief Ambassador, for allowing me to do this. I was trying to get my praise report in this morning, but I just want to share something with the prayer line, how God has answered our prayer. A lot of you all know, and a lot of you all may not know, that my son had been incarcerated since he was 14. They took away my parental rights when they charged him as an adult. I could not demand that he complete high school. But God has a way of turning things around.
Yeah.
I received this letter this week from my son, Bud. He calls me Aunt Reggie. And he says, "Hey, Aunt Reggie, well, I did it. I graduated. I feel like the world was lifted off my shoulders. I was the valedictorian, which was given to me by my teacher, counselor, and Chief Officer LaHorne here at the jail. I spoke on potential. I gave my personal testimony, experiences, and spiritual references to encourage the crowd. You know I had to end it with the scripture you used to always make me say before going to school. That is, I can do all things through Christ. I was so happy being in a cap and gown, and when I walked up there to receive my papers, I had you in my heart the whole time. I felt you with me the entire time, and I know you're still happy for me. The official diploma will be mailed to you in a few months, but as soon as I get the pictures back, I'll send them too. How do you like your new place? I promise I will come out to visit. As far as college, the classes are fun. I'm just taking a credit class now, which is a student development, but it's a